Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the KXNT live line is James Trees from Esther's Kitchen and Madison Salabini. See, I got it right this time. From Pizza Stoned. James, Madison, thank you both for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
All right. So the issue, of course, is that there are about 10 or so people who own food trucks who would like to be on that urban food lot on Casino Center Boulevard. Madison, what's the issue with this?
Well, again, thank you so much, Alan, for raising awareness to this issue. And really, like Paul discussed earlier, you know, this is an issue of businesses trying to do more business. You know, we're in the midst of a very difficult time with COVID. As a mobile food truck operator, it's been really challenging to try to find new places to do business and bring food to the community. So I think that a project like this would be not only good for business, but good for tourism and creating a really great, fun place for people to kind of gather and get good food.
Have you found many people who are opposed to this, Madison?
You know, actually, no. I found that, you know, a lot of the people that I've spoken with feel like this is an opportunity for more growth. It's an opportunity for us to work together and rather than be competitive, kind of work side by side to create more opportunities for the city that we love so much.
So, James, you own Esther's Kitchen, very popular food establishment in the downtown Las Vegas area, and you've got people like Madison, you just heard, she said they want to help employ people, especially more people during this pandemic when we've had a high unemployment, and they're proposing to bring additional jobs to the downtown area. And again, you own Esther's Kitchen. What's the issue you would have with having a food lot, the urban food lot, over on Casino Center Boulevard?
You know, I'm actually not opposed to the urban food lot. I'm just actually opposed to it just in the sense that they didn't require them to build out the facilities necessary for a food establishment. You know, if they were willing to put in bathrooms and not burden the businesses around that, then I'm in. You know, if they were willing to put a gray water tank or a gray water drop for the food trucks that they need, so that way they didn't have to move every single night and they could actually stay in one place, that would be awesome. I'm all in. The problem is that the developer went in front of the planning commission and lied to them about what the other businesses in the area were willing to do to have this take place. And the one person that was a food business that he actually got to sign the petition was the third person who I got to say, no, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what we don't want is having additional people come in and use the services that we provide. Like, I run a nice restaurant. It just really sucks that I'm going to have more people coming in using my restroom and not using my bar, not using my kitchen, not using my actual business. So if they're willing to put in the basic necessities for a hand washing station, right, not a mobile one, like an actual fixed hand washing station and some restrooms, then I'm all in.
Okay, Madison, so James says that, you know, they spent a lot of money in their brick-and-mortar restaurant to put in a restrooms where you can wash your hands, where you can take care of your bathroom facilities that you need to take care of. And he's concerned that what they're doing, or proposed at least under the urban food lot, is not having these facilities available for people, and that they may actually get food from the food lot, but then use his facilities just to wash their hands and go to the bathroom. And he's saying that that's not exactly fair to the brick-and-mortar establishments that have put money out for that kind of a facility. How do you respond to that?
No, I couldn't agree more with the chef on that, actually. You know, and I do absolutely agree that, you know, especially, you know, the city of Las Vegas is, you know, a municipality. There is a little bit of a lack of bathrooms for people to use. And so I definitely am a proponent of advocating for more bathrooms, more ways for people to make sure that we're being sanitary in the midst of a global pandemic. But the thing is that this is, I mean, we're not even really in phase one yet of this project. We're just trying to even see if the city council is going to allow this project. And so we can do all of those things. You know, as a food truck operator, I want there to be bathrooms there. I don't want them to leave to go, you know, no offense, chef. I don't want them to leave to go to his restaurant to go to the bathroom. I want them to stay right there. And so I feel like it's absolutely necessary that we just work as time allows and as, of course, the health department will allow. We work on getting those things in place. And, you know, Alan, food trucks are a very highly regulated industry. We go through all of the same health department expectations, sometimes even more than what restaurants are required to do. And I can tell you, from my experience, I often get inspected more than regular brick and mortar restaurants. I move all across the valley in all the municipalities. I have a business license in all of the municipalities. And, you know, I think the regulation that we have to undergo really speaks for itself with it being safe and being appropriate for people to use.
So you're talking about phase one in this, but usually in phase one, when the plans are presented for a restaurant to open, a brick and mortar restaurant, it would include everything, including bathrooms and proper ways to let the air out and the steam out and everything else. But the right now, the urban lot does not include for that kind of a facility, does it?
Currently, at this time, there's a lot of things that need to be developed, for sure.
I'm sorry, James?
And the problem was, guys, is, and let's just be very, very clear about, I love food trucks. I have friends who own food trucks. I'm a proponent of food trucks. You know, like, my friend Jolene has a food truck, Sheridan Sue started with a food truck, is now moved into brick and mortar. Like, I love these guys. These are my friends, and these are my colleagues. You know, I don't want to stop them from doing anything. What I do want to stop is I want to stop the landowner from charging these guys rent and then putting an undue burden on the businesses in the area, especially restaurants. Like the guys over at Garage East and the guys at Craft House, Dave and Wendy, Justin and Mario, those are the guys who are part of our neighborhood who have made it so great. Now someone's coming in to literally pave a lot and then have hundreds of people come in and use their facilities and not use their business. That's unacceptable to me. And the real answer is that, you know, the developer, Paul, is the one who lied to the city. Like, he lied to Trinity. He lied to the Planning Commission about what this is going to be. And he also used jargon that is completely not what this is. Like, he was saying how it's going to be a ghost kitchen. And how it's going to be a place where, you know, you can create a ghost kitchen. I'm like, a ghost kitchen has full facilities. Like, these are the problems with having development people who have no idea about what our business is.
Quickly, let me say to you this, both of you, that when I talked to Paul earlier, he talked about the issue that the people are concerned about competition, James, going in. And my response was, I think competition as a whole is good. And you can take a look at the Valley Auto Mall, which I think really displays that they have all those different car dealerships from every manufacturer you can imagine, and giving you the chance to be able to go through and, you know, test drive the cars of your choice. And so it brings more people down there to shop for cars than if, you know, they were spread out throughout the valley. So competition, is that a concern of yours, James?
Not at all. No, in fact, I think that a rising tide will lift all boats. It's something that I've really advocated for our neighborhood. And as we get more restaurants in the neighborhood, it creates concentration, which will create a center where people will want to come and explore. And I think that there are food options from, you know, from the street cart to the food truck to the brick and mortar restaurant, from the high end fine dining restaurants to, you know, low end burger shops. Like, I'm all in. Like, I want more and more of that in our neighborhood. We have so many awesome breweries and bars in our area. But every one of those people who are the landowners had to build out the facilities in order to make those businesses work within the permitted and allowable structure. My only issue with this project is the fact that it doesn't follow the same pattern that everyone else had to follow.
And you're talking about the restrooms and facilities in particular, is that correct?
Yeah, that's it, man. Like, here's the thing. It's like, dude, you could have 10 food trucks. I think it's great. I think, you know, here's the thing. Is I don't think the guys at Tacotarian are worried about taco trucks. I don't think that Vinny at Good Pie, who just opened his restaurant, is worried about Pizza Stone. They do different kinds of things. And I'm really excited to have more options. You have to remember, this is my neighborhood. This is where I congregate. This is where I spend all my money. The more options that we have, the better. So I'm really excited about a project like this. What I'm not excited about is, you want to talk about having to, you know, create more jobs. I don't want Garagista to have a security person and hire someone to clean their bathrooms.
Let me move over to Madison real quick, because
meanwhile, a landowner is collecting rent on their burden. That's not fair.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. I know of other models that have been built before. Some in near the Boca Park area, where they had a facility that did rent out places to various types of vendors. That lasted for a couple of years, not a lot longer, but it was a very unique concept. Madison, let me ask you this. James says that really he has no problem with a an urban food lot going in, as we described it, if there was a restroom and a facility to wash your hands and use the toilet facilities and everything else. Are you willing to try to work with the people who own the land to be able to have that developed before something like this is opened up? In other words, as it's opened up, first phase, you have the bathroom facilities, and then there would be no complaints, according to James, about any of the other aspects.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that the chef and I have in common is that we're both proponents of bringing food to the community. You know, I've heard James Therese speak multiple times on podcasts about really, you know, we're in a food desert here, Alan. And, you know, there aren't necessarily as many options for high quality, good, nutritious food. And so, you know, that is something we absolutely have in common. And I think that him noting the fact that food trucks and standalone restaurants, we don't really need to compete in certain ways because it's just a different service altogether. And I feel like ultimately, you know, cities like Portland and Washington, D.C., they all had these sort of growing pains in the beginning. One of the places I really like to go when I go to Washington, D.C. is actually the food truck park, which is set right in the center of a whole restaurant corridor, and it really allows the opportunity for people who want to go grab lunch from the food truck to go and grab that lunch that way, and then their friends to go to the restaurant across the street, and then everyone kind of meet up at the park and enjoy their lunch together.
I understand that. Let me just be very clear, though. You are one of the big spokespeople for this particular urban food lot as a restaurant owner, as an owner of a food truck. Are you willing to work with the people who own the land to make sure that a restroom and all the facilities that go with that are in place as you open the doors of your food truck service there on the lot?
Without question. Absolutely, okay. Yes, without question. And there also is the building next door, which is 1201 South Main Street, that has already invited anyone who needs to use the bathroom.
I understand that. But we want to make sure that in order to get the support of the people with brick-and-mortar restaurants, that, in fact, there is a restroom there. And I think that is probably the biggest crux of it. Real quick, James, yes.
Just to clarify, unfortunately, the people at 1201 Main Street pay their rent to Paul Morand. And so they felt pressured to say that. However, when confronted with exactly what the petition that I brought around said, which is, do you really want people coming in and using your restroom and not using your business? They signed the petition to say no.
All right, listen, I'm up against the clock here, and I appreciate you both being with me. I'm going to continue this discussion on a legal note tomorrow, and I hope to have you both back later in the week. It seems that there is area of agreement, and at least we need to have some area of agreement in order to be able to have this happen. And I want to thank you both, James Trees, Esther's Kitchen, Madison Salabani from Pizza Stone. Thank you both for being with me this morning. I do appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.